It's the show we like to call Lawrence and Taylor. I'm the Taylor part of that equation. The Lawrence part has the day off on his way to Lansing for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters meeting. And we'll both be back in the studio tomorrow. This half hour, I'm probably going to regret this, but let's just open up the phone lines and we can talk about what you want to talk about. We had a number of calls when we began to talk a little about raising the minimum wage, a number of other topics that frequently come up. And if you have thoughts, concerns, comments, questions, 382-4280-877-382-4280. And instead of us directing the topics, you'll do that this half hour. Give us a call and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. During this half hour, I'm narrowing it down some now that I have control over when we give these tickets away. Later in this half hour, a pair of tickets to the Need for Speed at the Celebration Cinema, best place in town to see a movie. We have adult beverages. We have really good food. I had some of the fries for the first time based on Jeremy's recommendation this past weekend, and they were good. And so a good flick, comfortable seats, good food, and even an adult beverage. And what could be better than seeing a newly released movie for free? And we'll give you your chance to do that in this half hour. We talked about raising the minimum wage, and I did get a couple of texts, well, on both sides of the issue. One says, please give Roger this message. I enjoy you running the show alone. Keep up the good broadcasting. And then there's the seriously, Jeremy is gone for the day and Roger goes crazy to the left. Get some balance, seriously. Well, that's what we have when we're both here. And you should use some of the information that we brought forward in the last hour as a part of discussions that are ongoing here in Lawrence and Taylor. We do talk about raising the minimum wage. You know, both callers that that called in said that it decreases the number of jobs, but evidence is to the contrary. There really isn't a good indication of what's going to happen to jobs based on raising the minimum wage. But we talk about the growth of these, quote, entitlement programs. And but part of the growth in those programs is coming from the fact that people's wages are not keeping up with the cost of living. And one caller, George from Dowling, mentioned that we have large numbers of people who don't manage their finances appropriately, and that if you weren't buying 60-inch widescreen televisions, you should be able to live successfully on $7.40 an hour. And yet we talked with Gilda Jacobs, the president of the Michigan League for Public Policy, and she points out using their new online tool in Kalamazoo County, a single person would need to make $11 an hour to make ends meet. And so raising the minimum wage to $10.10 still isn't going to move those people out of poverty, and it's still not going to move them off being eligible for food stamps. And I find it interesting that both of our callers suggested that the minimum wage is not the problem, and that it is just the fact that people don't manage their resources well. And what do you think? 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you have thoughts on the minimum wage, we'll actually take the conversation the direction that you want to go. And if you've got some ideas of something we ought to talk about this afternoon, we, as in you and I and everybody else that's listening, give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Very windy, turning colder this afternoon. All this slush in the roads is going to turn to crunchy ice as we dip below zero tonight. Temperatures holding in the 20s, poor visibility with blowing snow this afternoon. Clear and frigid tonight, 3 below the expected low. Partly sunny and very cold tomorrow, a high of 26. Normal temperatures for this time of year for a day. Friday's the day this week. Partly sunny, breezy, not as cold, maybe a shower possible, and a high of 42. But that's a one-day thing, because Bob Larson tells us the weather turns colder for the weekend. We'll talk to John in Hastings coming right up. It's the Taylor and Lawrence Show, or as Jeremy prefers, the Lawrence and Taylor Show. I think Taylor First has a certain ring to it, but let's talk to John in Hastings. John, did you get a little snow last night?
Yeah, we got about probably 7 inches, maybe, you know, and it's wet and heavy. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It did feel like a spring snow, I have to admit.
We're just like you. We wait for spring. Ooh. Get some warm weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I want to make a comment on your program about the minimum wage you're talking about.
Sure.
And I was listening to some of your callers call in.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of tell me that they don't need our government to help them and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me do it myself. Until maybe something bad can happen to us, like in our families, where, you know, maybe MS comes along and puts us in a wheelchair, and we wish we could get SSA benefits so we feed our families, you know.
Exactly.
And that would be who? The federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the big farmers down there in Kalamazoo along 131, if you took their farm subsidies away from them, hell, they would march on Washington to fight for it.
Absolutely.
And the list goes on. So I guess what we are out here, no offense to your caller, George, but we have to realize we can become very, very selfish people sometimes, and I want mine the heck with you. You see?
Yeah. Yeah, or short-sighted in just not understanding people who have not been as fortunate in life as you and I may have been. And, and understanding that there were periods in my life that I had no health insurance, and I knew I was running a considerable risk at that point, but I had no choice. So the same thing comes up, that same mindset that I think you're referring to when we talk about the Affordable Care Act and when we talk about raising the minimum wage. And many people don't understand how millions of people are one illness away from bankruptcy.
That's right. And also, you know, we get so selfish. We think, well, we'll take our family to church Sunday, and then we'll be good for the rest of the week, you know. And we wear these bracelets, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, if I guess Jesus, if he found a guy strung out on drugs on the side of the ditch, you think he'd just walk on by him, give him a kick, or you think he'd try to help him?
I think we both know the answer to that question.
Right. Well, that makes a strong point, doesn't it?
I believe you're on to something there, John.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Thanks.
John from Hastings. And yeah, I guess, what would Jesus do? What did he do to the money lenders in front of the temple? And who did he spend his time with? Who did he associate with? Jim in Kalamazoo, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, how you doing, Roger?
Good.
That's good. I listen to you guys' show all the time. You and Jeremy are good buddies because there's competition in there.
Oh yeah,
and I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on raising the minimum wage?
Well, when I was younger, and I worked all my life, and I made it. I struggled, but I come to work every day, and, you know, and I put my nose to the grindstone, and I think it is time to raise the minimum wage because they don't have the cost of living no more, you know, and inflation has certainly went up, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And so.
And the other reason the minimum wage needs to go up is people are not putting enough money into Social Security at the lower wages to have much benefit when they retire. And many people, even above the poverty level, still are not saving for retirement. And
No, they're not.
And that's critically important to everybody. Social Security is not enough to live on comfortably, and you need to not only pay into Social Security, but you need to save as well.
Right, right. And see, these companies, they're playing a cat and mouse game because we all realize, are they really making enough money to support $11 an hour, some of these small companies? No, I don't think so. But in the same respect, you got to give your employee respect. If he comes into work every day and does a good job and puts out a quality product, you got to help him out, him and his family, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there used to be a mindset that you did take care of your employees. I'm an alumni of Upjohn, and there was a company who made a commitment to employees, and they expected good performance and loyalty, but they gave something in return for that. Nowadays, sadly, most businesses look at labor as only an expense. They don't see it as one of the assets of their company, trained, loyal, dedicated employees.
Right, and that's the thing where the morale, goes down, and then you got people starting to miss work, you know, because it hurts their libido. It hurts, you know, they get their feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I've been here all these years, and boom, boom, you know, and you're going to treat me like this. And, but,
yeah, there needs to be mutual respect in the workplace.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll show, people will show you the kindness that they really have in their hearts.
You bet.
And they'll do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, Roger, is you had Mark Schauer on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked with Bill Engler under that administration to bring up, see, I'm a driver by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a farmer also.
Mm-hmm.
And in Michigan there by Monroe. And my question is that how did they get up $900 million for the roads? What was their strategies to get that money up for them roads?
Well, are you talking the budget surplus that the state has now of about $900 million?
No. When he mentioned earlier to you that the Democrats and the Republicans worked together bipartisan and got $900 million
right
back in Engler
right
days.
Off the top of my head, Jim, I do not know how they worked together and what sort of a plan they came up with. Maybe we've got another listener who can help us answer that question.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
When we did have money to work on the roads under the Engler administration, how was that money raised? If you know, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. We'll see if we can get an answer for you, Jim.
All right, Roger. It was very nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I remember that, but boy, that's far enough back in the memory bank that I don't recall how that money was raised. The surplus that we have now was raised because we raised taxes on people who were living on pensions. And that tax increase is how we came up with the $900 million that of a surplus the state has. Now, sadly, roughly a third of that is going to pay for the Medicaid money that we passed because we didn't give the expansion of Medicaid immediate implementation. And because we delayed that for 3 months, that is costing the state approximately $300 million, a little less, in federal money that we're not going to be seeing because we took our sweet time expanding Medicaid. Well, we've got Kathy on the line from Kalamazoo. We'll talk to her right after a CBS News update and a news update from the WKZO.com newsroom. Portion of Lawrence and Taylor brought to you by Great Lakes Waterproofing. Go to GreatLakesWaterproofing.com for a free estimate before the big meltdown. And you know it's just a matter of time. At least we're hoping. Let's give away a pair of tickets to see the movie The Need for Speed. And Ace producer Derek has come up with a trivia question. And share with us the question, Derek.
Well, hi, Roger. first of all. The question is, what country was the fortune cookie invented in?
What country was the home, is the home of the fortune cookie?
Yes.
Okay. That's, I know what my guess would be, but I'm thinking that must be wrong. 382-4280-877-382. If you think you know what country invented the fortune cookie. Amazing. I thought I would have known the answer to that, but I'm thinking I don't. Let's take the call from Kathy. She's been waiting patiently for quite some time. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How
thanks
are you?
Thanks for waiting.
Okay, this is what I needed to share with you. I'm not really sure that you know. Now, you talk about the food stamps with the bridge card, right?
Yes.
Well, do you know that the bridge card is not just for groceries? You know that, right?
No.
You didn't know that? Well, I tell
you
what.
What difference would that make?
Oh, it does make. It makes a big difference because that's what it's supposed to help out, right?
Well,
I own a beauty salon.
What can you use the bridge card for other than food?
Well, I own a beauty salon, and recently the government has changed it because the only reason I know is because every week, at least once or twice a week, I get a call that urges me to now accept bridge cards, that it's legal to accept bridge cards for services.
And who's calling you with that offer?
It's just telling me that this is a new government change, and that that I can accept bridge cards now.
So this call is coming to you from the state of Michigan,
yes,
telling you.
Yes.
So I'm
sure I'm not the only beauty salon because I get them constantly and have for a while now.
Well, I'm really intrigued with this.
Okay, but you're going to be very surprised if others call in and tell you all the things they can be used for. I don't know all the things they can be used for, but I know they've been used at casinos somehow. I've heard this.
Well, I've heard that too, and the state law was changed, so they can't be anymore. I understand that.
Okay.
But
now, this is just recently. I'd say within the last 6 months that I've gotten these calls.
A state governmental entity calling you, encouraging you to take bridge cards in a
for services
in a beauty shop.
Right. Okay, now that's not the only thing. Now the government supposedly has some big surplus of money that they call on a regular basis and say that you can, that you are eligible up to $250,000 because the government has a surplus of money to help businesses.
And
there again, encouraging you to borrow money.
And you just assume these calls are legitimate, that these are not
well, I'm not sure
scams.
Of that, Roger, because I didn't track them down because I don't want their I don't want their money. I don't want the government's money, but I don't like the idea that they're just trying to get people to take it. And then the other thing is, I thought the bridge card, when I heard about it, I thought it was for food.
It can be used for other things. You can buy diapers with a bridge card. It doesn't surprise me that there are things other than food. What I'm surprised is that the state government under Governor Snyder has an outreach program to try to encourage beauty parlors to accept the bridge card for payment for services. And that I am shocked with, that the a conservative governor would have a state agency making calls to beauty shops, trying to encourage them to accept bridge card for hairstyling. Well, that boggles my mind.
Okay, this is what I want to say. Now, I didn't track it down. What,
does that seem to comport with your understanding of Governor Snyder's mindset?
No, I would not think he would be doing that. No, I don't, because he's trying to cut so many things. But I didn't track it down, but every time they call, they say, are you aware that now the government has made it legal for you to accept bridge cards for payments for services? And I hang up, of course, because I'm very busy and I get so many calls that are things that are of annoyance.
Well, and but you're convinced this is a state agency that's calling you and promoting this.
Well, why would it be anything else?
I've never had one of those phone calls.
Well,
I'm asking you. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not convinced. I am telling you that this is what they're saying. This is.
Oh, well, then it could just be one of those credit card scams. That they want to sell you service, and it may not
well,
be
it
true
could
at
be,
all.
But why would they particularly say bridge cards? That the law has changed, and now that beauty salon is allowed to take bridge cards for services.
So that would
They're
not infer
saying credit cards.
Okay,
I have that every other day too. But
that infers that the legislature has
changed something.
Right? Have broadened the use of bridge cards.
Yeah.
And with Republicans holding the governorship and the majority in both houses, this doesn't pass a reasonableness test with me. I'm sorry.
It doesn't me either, but I'm just informing you these are the calls I get, and I'm sure there's many others that could call in and tell you the very same thing.
Okay. I appreciate your taking the time to share that with us.
Yep, and the government surplus of money that they supposedly
have. Now that's a true thing. The state government has the money they collected from people who get pensions, and they do have a $900 million surplus this year. So that I know for a fact is true.
Then why are they trying to lend it out to people that don't need it?
Well, I'm thinking they're not. I'm not a fan of Governor Snyder, but I find it hard to believe that he would be promoting the use of bridge cards in a hairstyling salon.
Well,
I'm thinking
maybe we can find out where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Maybe there's someone that can call in and tell exactly where that's coming from.
We've got a couple of calls stacked up here. We'll
okay.
find out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
590 WKZO time is 4:46. Let's talk to Thomas. Thomas, how are you this afternoon?
Good, sir. I just couldn't wait till Saturday to tell you this.
Oh.
I just saw a turkey vulture just a few minutes ago. So.
All right. There is a sign spring is coming.
Yep.
I hope he likes solid frozen food being here this early.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Getting down below zero tonight. He's going to have to do some pounding to break off a meal.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, also, according to, my more or less loose records that I've kept, they're right on time, or it's right on time.
So yeah.
I'll get off the phone and let somebody else talk. I just couldn't wait till Saturday to tell you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's always time to talk about birds.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, thanks.
Yep, bye.
That is early for a turkey vulture, considering the weather. But they do return to what's the town in Ohio that the Hinckley, Ohio, where the buzzards return like clockwork every year. If you had a call that you can use bridge cards in your business for services, I find it really hard to believe that the Snyder administration has broadened the use of the bridge card to include hairstyling and other services. And I find it equally hard to believe that we have a legislature that would approve that. I do have a text that says the bridge cards are controlled by Washington, not by the state of Michigan. And therefore, it's Congress that sets the rules. Derek, did we have a winner for the pair of tickets to Need for Speed at the Celebration Cinema?
We sure did. Patrick from Kalamazoo.
And I'm assuming it's not China.
No.
That's where I would have assumed fortune cookies were invented.
Yeah, I think most people would probably assume that's where they came from.
Was that a common guess when people called in?
That was, yeah, that was pretty much it until we got the right answer. But the right answer was America, USA.
So, like chop suey, fortune cookies are American.
Yep.
It isn't a Chinese fortune cookie.
Nope.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have gotten that wrong. Based on assumption, I don't know that I can recall ever doing any research on fortune cookies.
Yeah, me either.
I don't. Do you see fortune cookies very often in Kalamazoo? Are there any restaurants that give you one at the end of your meal?
There is. I can't think of the name right now, but there's one particular place I order from, and they always have fortune cookies.
I don't go very ethnic when it comes to food personally, and so I can count on one hand the number of times I've ever seen a fortune cookie. Thank you, Derek.
Yep, you're welcome.
This portion of Lawrence and Taylor brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Going to be a cold night. Potentially 3 below, but at least the skies will be clear and temperatures in the 40s by Friday. A one-day warm-up. It's the show we like to call Lawrence and Taylor. I'm the Taylor part of the equation. The Lawrence part has the day off, but we'll both be back in the studio tomorrow. Before we move on to one last topic before the end of the show, I'm trying to pull together a message that got divided between half a dozen or so texts. But apparently a listener works where there are about 30 employees and that they manage the number of hours so they don't lose their freebies. I guess that's the message. I'm not certain what freebies this person is talking about, but there are a number of programs that are that have very well defined limits. I know I have a friend who is collecting Social Security and working and has to pay particularly close attention to how much money they make before they are penalized by Social Security. And there is a very specific transition point where that happens. And it doesn't surprise me at all that there are employees of companies who say they have a week they could make a few extra bucks, have to decline because it would impact their ability to get child care support or the insurance for children in state, MI insurance. And but there are a number of programs that if you work one penny above a certain threshold, your benefits are cut. And so I'm assuming that's what this person means when they say they don't want to lose their freebies. I think it's more likely they can't afford to lose the programs that are keeping their heads above water because they're not making a livable wage. That being said, wolves in Michigan are hunted. We just completed our first hunting season, and there is a petition drive that is going to end tomorrow to get the decision of if wolves are going to be hunted in Michigan, to leave that in the hands of the people versus political appointees. Christy is joining us now from the, I'm sorry, Christy, what is the organization?
It is called Keep Michigan Wolves Protected.
Thank you. You'd think I could come up with that on the spot, but
well, you know.
I had a mental blank. So the petitions are being turned in tomorrow?
Well, yep. Tomorrow we will be taking boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of signed petitions to the Board of Canvassers office in Lansing. And we'll have a press conference and have some a state senator, I'm not sure who it is, and a state representative with us and some other organizations and a couple of other guests that you've had on the show, Nancy Warren and Jill Fritz, will be there. And so we'll be taking these all, a whole bunch of us, you know, volunteers from across the state, will be taking these to the Board of Canvassers office tomorrow.
Don't leave us hanging. What is your comfort level that we have enough signatures to let the citizens of the state make decisions on what's a game animal?
I would say it is 99.99999 sure that we got enough, which would be 225,000 signatures from across the state.
Okay. And those signatures will be evaluated by the Secretary of State. When will we know for certain?
It will probably be no sooner than probably 2 weeks because it's a lot of counting.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Christy. Thanks for the
update. You. You're welcome. Thank you.
That's going to do it for now. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.